Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
It is with deep regret I inform you that Ron Seeger, Victor Kilo 4, Zulu, Juliet, Romeo, VK4, ZJR, became silent key August 12. He passed away peacefully at the Gordonvale Hospital with his wife Bev by his side. Ron was born in Wellington, New Zealand. First licensed as 5W1AS in 1966, operating in Western Samoa, until 1970 when he returned to New Zealand as ZL2TKW. He then moved to Papua New Guinea as P2ZKW from 1970 to 1975. Then he finally moved to Australia and was issued with his call sign VK4ZJR in 1976. Ron was a member of the Tablelands Radio and Electronics Club for many years. He enjoyed working DX and particularly liked working 6 metres. His quick wit and friendly persona will be sadly missed by his many friends up in far north Queensland. Valet Ron Seeger, Victor Kilo 4, Zulu, Juliet, Romeo, Silent Key. And Valet Alan Montgomery Simpson, Alan Simpson, VK4AAE, Victor Kilo 4, Alpha Alpha Echo. He passed away peacefully early Monday morning, August 10. He was just 85 years young. Many Brisbane hams knew Alan. He was very well respected and admired. A nicer man you'd never meet. A true gentleman, always willing to help out no matter how much trouble he had to go to. Alan was involved in the running of many radio clubs in the Brisbane area over the years, and he liked to keep up with the latest technology while preserving the old. Alan was the mentor of many and a true friend to so many. He will never be forgotten. Victor Kilo 4, Alpha Alpha Echo, another silent key.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
G'day, this is Peter, VK4EA, a member of the Southeast Queensland Amateur Television Group and a keen ATV operator. Did you know there's an ATV repeater located to the north of Brisbane? And did you also know that viewing the repeater is very easy using a cheap set-top box? The repeater transmits digital standard definition pictures whenever an operator is transmitting to the repeater on 13cm or 23cm FM or 23cm digital, and also on a Skype input. Contact the club for details. Our website has a good amount of technical detail. Google SEQ ATV Group or check out the text edition for the link. A special ATV event is happening on the 21st and 22nd of August. Peter VK3 BFG is the VK anchor for the annual worldwide ATV QSO party, where we'll be herding the cats using a variety of technologies that will bring interstate ATV repeaters using Skype and the VATC streaming facility. The Friday evening is the VK's turn to video hook up, and Saturday morning we get to advertise what we've been doing to the US and vice versa. Yours truly be acting as the VK4 anchor. We'd love you to participate, and you don't need an ATV transmitter to do so. The club website has all the details. And a quick reminder of the item I lodged last week. The ACMA will be visiting the Redcliffe District Radio Club on the 17th of August to present A Day in the Life of a Modern Radio Inspector. All are welcome. And for those who can't be there in person, you can view the live broadcast via the SCQ ATVs. Repeater, VK4RMG, or via the VATC streamer. Hopefully, Jeff, you're not feeling so lonely now. Bye for now. This has been Peter VK4EA on behalf of the SEQ ATV Group and the Redcliffe Radio Club.
Vietnam Veterans Day. VI4 ANZAC will be on air transmitting from Atherton on Vietnam Veterans Day, 18th of August, and will be operated by Dale VK4DMC, a Vietnam veteran. There are quite a few Vietnam veterans active in amateur radio, including your news host, Graham Kemp, VK4BB, and WIA Director, Ewan McLeod, VK4ERM. Vietnam Veterans Day is celebrated in Australia each year and it commemorates the Battle of Long Tan and those Australians who served during the Vietnam War, and is an opportunity to remember those who did not come home. The Battle of Long Tan occurred on the 18th of August 1966. This battle saw the action of 108 Anzacs against a Viet Cong, North Vietnamese, force estimated to be between 1,500 and 2,500 troops. The battle was one of the heaviest conflicts in the Vietnam War, as well as one of the few battles in the recorded history of the world to be won against such odds. The Vietnam War was the longest 20th century conflict in which Australia participated. It involved some 60,000 personnel. Each of the three services was involved, but the dominant role was played by the Army. 500 service personnel lost their lives and 3,129 were wounded. After the cessation of combat operations in 1972, a limited number of Australian personnel remained in Vietnam and the elements of the RAAF returned in 1975, carrying out evacuations and assisting refugees until almost the moment of South Vietnam's surrender. VI-4 ANZAC will be activated on other days of the period allocated by members of the Tableland Radio and Electronics Club. This has been Dale at VK4DMC.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. This is the Remembrance Day contest weekend in the centenary year of the ANZAC campaign. At this time, the amateur radio community remember those who served in the wars through to the present time. Now we remember family and friends and servicemen and women who died in the name of Australia. The words of speeches have ranged through the sorrow and glory, heroism to the futility of war, and the evening remembrance ends with, "And in the morning we will remember them." As people enjoy the friendly contest, perhaps we should reflect on how we should remember. The freedom that these wars sustained is not some abstract which we learn at school, but the reality that allows the choices of dress, religion, marriage partner, even the right to enjoy a hobby such as radio and electronics. The ability to listen into the electronic world and to be licensed to speak to that enthusiastic world is so available to us that the thought people in other countries can't is almost unthinkable. For the amateurs who went in uniform, the ultimate legacy they give us is the right to expand our knowledge and skills and to look to the future with the certainty that the next generation will enjoy our hobby too. This is a time of remembering and enjoyment of the contest and the moment. We thank those who set this up for us, and we remember them. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.